Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney strikes out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker throws the ball into Schock, who tags Tabor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Hodgson moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hodgson moves to third. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodgson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turner moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive towards third. Hodgin catches it and throws to first to double up Wagner. Two outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to home to get Tabor. Wagner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Lake moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake scores. Terry moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. Hodgen moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgen scores. Trosky scores. It's 4-3. White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a fly ball towards center. McBride catches it and throws to first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride bunts towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Finney moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts for an out with unknown description. Finney moves to third. McBride moves to second. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to home to get Finney. McBride moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Carnett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McBride. Carnett reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgin takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carnett scores. Hodgin moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Butcher pinch hits for Eddie Lake. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Yank Terry. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.